computer attacks started almost instantaneously, as soon as the internet was up. Now, if you were listening to Mike's show this morning, you heard him talk of a 9600 baud modem, which is rather slow. But in actuality, these modems started at 2400 baud, which was even slower, about four times slower. You would be loading, let's say you would bring up a WordPad document, and you would have just a simple bunch of letters up in your WordPad document. It could take you a couple of minutes just in that very simple format. It's an ASCII format. It's not encoded. It's not encrypted. It's very simple. It could take you a couple minutes to transfer that very simple document on a 2400 baud modem, whereas today something like that would be instantaneous. So the technology has come a long way. However, with increases in technology and how the free world or the free market likes to use technology, it always oversteps the security controls that should be in place. Security controls are oft left behind. Corporations, CEOs, COOs, they're looking at the bottom line. They're looking at making money. And they'll sacrifice a certain amount of security if it adjusts the bottom line too much. Then they'll add more security or do what they need to at that moment. But they won't go all out to make sure all kinds of security are in place beforehand. Because why? It's probably not needed, and it'll be identified as an expense. And an expense takes away from the overall profit of the company. And they're not going to have that. So a cyber attack. What is a cyber attack? It can be considered as pretty much any type of offensive maneuver that is employed by anywhere from a nation state to individuals, groups, organizations, different type of activist groups that will target computer systems, computer information systems, the infrastructure, personal computer devices, the networks themselves. And they use various malicious code or different acts that originate from an anonymous source, usually from something that's masked, some source that you can't figure out exactly who it is. Because if you could identify who was attacking you, then you would make it stop and you would be able to hold them liable. So they like to make sure that it's stealthy, or some information is altered in such a way that you can't figure out where it came from. And what do? They'll steal, they'll change information, or in some cases, they've actually destroyed computer systems. More commonly, they destroy the information that's on it, or they steal the information that's on it. All the information that you hear about that's in the, quote, dark web, again, which is nothing more than maybe your computer or your neighbor's computer that has unmapped web space. That's really all the dark net is. Google and all these other companies only index about 5% of the web pages that are out there. 95% of what's out there is either deep web or dark web.